The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Shifti b'beis Hashem, achronot for Rosh Hashanah. Shalom uvracha, David Elul. We're going over the beautiful Mizmor of David HaMelech, one of the Shalom, dedication, separation, Yom Nirayim. Because, like we said, it puts us in the hands of Hashem, which is Ikar Avodah of Yom Nirayim, Yom Nirayim. The more we're with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we feel it, truly feel it, that's the biggest source we can have. And the Neila will affect our behavior also, come upon. So before the first few psukim we're talking about, to be talking to Hashem under all circumstances, and no matter who's up against us, as an individual, like a full machine, we're not in fear. We know we're in Hashem's hand. And after all that, David HaMelech says the one thing that was important to him in life. Everybody has one thing that's more important than everything else. So some places, some money, some fame, power, pleasures. Achas sha'alti meis Hashem. What do you say, Vakesh? I'm going to ask it again. Achas means it's not one time. It's the most important thing to me. I'm always going to ask for it. Shiftu v'veis Hashem k'imei chaye. Dwell in the house of Hashem my entire life. Lach zeis v'noyim Hashem. To see the sweetness, the beauty of Hashem l'vaka b'yecholoi. It's a different perushim. He starts off by saying that I want to dwell in the house, and then he says I want to visit in his heichal. So one way of explaining it is the house is a more general place, and the heichal is a specific, more intimate room. That's only for special visits. And many of the pshatim go around that. What I want to say today is, what is this shiftu v'veis Hashem kol yemei chaye? So, today we're taking this as part of our general avodas habitochen. Shiftu v'veis Hashem kol yemei chaye does not necessarily mean going to a specific room. It means my entire life to feel that I'm in the house of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Avraham Avinu came to Emunah because he said, the Chazal say, he said, I saw this beautiful palace. And there must be somebody that built the palace. What is this beautiful palace? The entire world that we're living in. And so David HaMelech also can be assumed that's the way he looked at things also. His goal is to be always be focused that I'm living in the Beis Hashem. I'm going through life in this beautiful house of Hashem, in his premises, under his auspices. But it's not like he's far away and I have to hope they won't forget me. I'm mamish in his house. Especially here with Zeichus to live in Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael, Chazal described as a castle of the king, the Palkan Shel Melech. What a beautiful life to think of that. Every day I get up in the morning, Baruch Hashem, I'm privileged to be in the bayis of the king, Melech Malchei Melechim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the palace of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They say, about Muslims, Chassidim, everybody says,
Kol HaLashon,
from different sources, you are where you think you are, where your thoughts are. If you're always thinking about being, there's a Mishnah in Kalim, I remember the Rebbe of my shul in America, there's a Mishnah in Kalim, says, Kol Shabayam Tahar, anything that lives in the ocean and the sea is Tahar, pure. Namah Kapal Tumah, Chut Mikelev, Shabayam Shadaita Liyabosha. sea dog. He's always thinking about when he's going to go back to the dry land. So even though he's spending a good, and maybe even the majority of his life in the water, but since his mind is on the is on the dry land, he's considered a dry land creature. The same thing with us. If we always think, I want to be in the Beis Hashem, whether it means mamish in the Beis Medrash, and if we can't go to the Beis Medrash for all kinds of reasons, so we'll make where we are the Beis Hashem. My das is to be in the Beis Hashem, even more than we said before. Your das converts it to be a Beis Hashem. You can make it a Mokum Kodesh, whether you're going to work, or you're going on a trip, or whatever you're doing, it's all Beis Hashem. It's all a place that we're so close to Hashem, because Hashem is with Klal Yisrael, every one of us individually, wherever we are. That's Anila Doidi. Not just I care about Hashem, but I'm with Him. And that's what Mitzvah for, and we should all be Mitzvah for this special day. So live a life of feeling constantly I'm in the bias of Hashem, the wonderful house of Hashem. All these, every room is another treasure room, every room of opportunities of all kinds of wonderful things. That's what our life is all about. Wherever we're going, we have opportunities. You open up the door to your house, you're opening up the door. Another treasure room of the Beis Hashem. Opportunity. Say a nice word to your spouse. Nice word if you have children in the house, to children. See how it can be lebracha, how it can add a positive dimension to the household. This whole last year and a half, we're going through this. People are spending more time at home. Some have used it to become better, more sensitive people, and some became more miserable, Rahman al-Islam. And it's all up to us, in our hands. We look at the house, the Beis Hashem, the special place in Hashem. If you decided I'm going to be home for a period of time, I'm home, that I'm going out, I'm going out. But wherever it is, I'm with Him, and His wonderful palace of Beis Hashem. And all these mitzvahs are diamonds, like the Chabad Chaim, all these. There's a marshal of every mitzvah being like a diamond. The floor is full of diamonds. The walls are full of diamonds. Just for me to open up my eyes and look at this. Wow. Opportunities for eternal wealth. Not just wealth that stays for a few days and goes away. It's a shame. We strengthen this attitude. And we talk of this vocal. I'm home, I'm with HaKadosh Baruch Hu at home. If I'm working, HaKadosh Baruch Hu working, I went to Shul to Daven. So I'm with Hashem. Now this is the Beis Hashem, which is kind of the primary Beis Hashem. And I'm here with it. But not take advantage of it. I'm not always, my das is when I'm here, my das is there, and I'm there, my das is here. So you're very good on that. Take advantage of this wonderful, special tekufa. Here is how we came, uplifting and be very good. With this special calling is to bring a year coming in front of us with amazing Yeshuas we can't even imagine, Hatzlochas, Kochas, Simchas, everything we need. Baruch Nisagashi.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.